We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Good morning, Steve, at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. 7:47 on a Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Olympics men's basketball. France 83, U.S. 76.
Two.
Sedgwick County EMS Director Dr. John Gallagher resigns.
One.
House panel is ready to begin hearings on the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic volume still fairly high in the Wichita area at the moment, but the gasoline prices here in the Wichita area, you know, a little varied and a little all over the place, because I'm still seeing prices as high as $2.99 a gallon out there, but at the lower end, well, $2.85. I'm seeing that 61st Street North and I-135 in Park City. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS is brought to you by Joe DeBrava and Carl's Goodyear Tire, located downtown at Market and Waterman and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
Partly sunny with a 30% chance for rain today and a high of 92 degrees. Mostly clear tonight, the overnight low 72. Tuesday, sunny and hot, tomorrow's high 95 degrees. Now partly cloudy, calm, and 73 degrees. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch. Open at 11 a.m. for lunch Monday through Saturday and noon on Sunday. See you on the patio for lunch or dinner at The Monarch, 579 West Douglas in Delano. The beginning of the trading last week on Wall Street put a scare into investors in the market, but at the end of the week, it didn't seem to matter.
Another good day for stocks. All three major averages closing higher on the day and on the week. The Dow closing above 35,000 for the first time ever. Investors focusing on a string of strong earnings reports and stocks resuming their months-long rally after falling at the beginning of the week. Worries about the Delta variant of COVID-19 causing the jitters, but markets looking past that now. Money managers don't expect governments in the U.S. and Europe to reinstitute lockdowns anytime soon, meaning the expansion can continue even if its glow is dimming. In New York, Jerry Willis, Fox News.
Now look at local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. A request to amend an existing community unit plan points to plans to build a self-storage facility and a new duplex neighborhood at Kellogg and 135th Street in West Wichita. The Metropolitan Area Planning Commission last week voted to approve the request, which ultimately removed three parcels from the Dugan West Kellogg Cup, aligns the cup with a recent replat, permits a billboard sign to go up off Kellogg, and allows warehouse self-storage in one of the lots. The cup, CUP, totals 51 acres and includes land south of Kellogg and about a quarter mile east of 135th Street, a cup community unit plan. As workers return to the office after COVID-19 and the local labor force grows, there is increasing demand for child care in the Wichita area. But that comes as the supply dynamics of the equation were already contracting and has led to full child care centers and long waiting lists around town. We have been blessed to be full and with a waiting list since October 2020, says Lori Goebel, director of Sunrise Christian Child Care. Compounding the demand for child care centers like Sunrise has been a decline in other daycare options over the past 2 years. After performing more than 30,000 eye surgeries over 26 years in Wichita, corneal transplant surgeon Dasa Gangadhar has left the Green Vision Group to become Assistant Dean for Clinical Education at the Kansas Health Science Center, which is preparing to open the Kansas College of Osteopathic Medicine in a little more than a year. Gangadhar says makes the move partly out of choice, partly out of necessity after himself having a vision issue that will no longer allow him to perform corneal transplants and cataract transplants. So there's some business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal. Steve and Ted here at 7:51 on a Monday morning. Ted is getting a day off today. Give him a little time off. He'll be back. Don't worry. He'll be back.
Yes.
It's good to see that the Tanganyika Wildlife Splash Park and the park's back online. They've got everything cleaned up, according to the authorities. They're good to go, so they reopened again this weekend. I'm glad to see that. They have a great park out there, and it was bad to see the a few people got infected by whatever that fungus was or whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, a virus.
Yeah. So it's good to see them back open over the weekend.
Virus or bacteria or whatever it was in there, yeah.
My family and I dined over the weekend at Savoots on a family diner. The advertisers on our radio station.
That's right, they do.
And Pete's up there. He cooked me a T-bone the other night. Thank you, Pete.
Well, of course, that's been a favorite of your family's for
my family since my wife and I went on our first date there 50-some years ago. So, yeah. So we had our family up there. And also, it took the girls to my twin granddaughters to Carlos O'Kelly's yesterday.
Hey.
Got the queso. And queso did not last long.
It doesn't.
It was gobbled down in a hurry. So.
Yep.
Had a good weekend, and other than that, I didn't get much accomplished. I just kind of stayed indoors, tried to stay out of the heat, the mugginess. Oh my gosh!
Yeah, it was.
Seemed so muggy over the weekend.
It really was. It definitely was a little warm. I came back here to the Odyssey campus here, and I did a little bit of walking around the lake, but I did so very, very early in the morning.
Well, it's a secret.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the key. If you're going to do these things, get out there before it gets really, really hot in the afternoon.
That's right. I did so
really
early.
It's a muggy hot, too. There's moisture in it. So
yeah.
That makes it feel worse. Okay.
And on my walk, I did notice, Steve, some critters. You always like to keep
that. What did you see this time around?
Well, I didn't see them in particular, but I saw evidence that there had been coyote.
Ah, coyote.
In the area.
I've seen one out there.
Yeah, and I have too. I saw on my walk Saturday, I did see some leavings that. So
we're near Douglas and almost to Webb Road, and it's not that we're out in the country, but we do have some foliage out around the lake there. I've seen deer in the parking lot, 3 or 4 of them. So yeah, it's a nature fest type of a place.
Mm-hmm.
Today is National Disability Independence Day. This commemorates the signing of the Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, on July 26, 1990. And one of the big pushers behind that was Kansas, U.S. Senator Bob Dole from Kansas, who, of course, was disabled somewhat when he lost the use of his right arm from a bullet in Italy during World War II. The ADA provides protection from employment discrimination, as well as better access to goods, services, and communications for people with disabilities. And if you ever get a little annoyed about it, I one time complained a little bit about the fact that there are always so many handicapped parking zones, and almost all of the time they're empty. My wife said, well, you know, you can park and you can walk. This thing, those other people. I said, okay, I got you. I'm not going to complain about that. That's good. We got to get them up close there. But anyway, National Disabilities Act date. There you go. 7:55, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Stay with us here in the 8 o'clock hour on KNSS. We have the latest on a Senate panel hearing into the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Jad has sports this morning, right, Jad?
That's right, and I've got wind surge and Kansas City Royals results, so that
can
apply and more coming up in sports.
Plus entertainment news on the way as well.
That's right, and I've got plenty going on in the blur. It was a big day in music history and a lot of different birthdays, so we'll talk a lot about that coming up on the blur.
All good, and we have traffic and weather as always. Stay with us in the 8 o'clock hour. Steve and Ted on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.